President Donald Trump has declared what he called a turnaround for the ages during the longest State of the Union address in US history. In a speech lasting nearly 2 hours, Mr. Trump praised his administration's approach to immigration, tariffs, and the economy, while criticizing Democrats for what he described as a lack of support. He said America was back, better, and stronger than ever before, adding that inflation was falling, incomes were rising, and the nation was respected again on the global stage. The UK government is setting out new plans to tackle the backlog of court cases in England and Wales. Proposals include lifting the cap on the number of days courts can sit each year. Justice Minister Sarah Sackman says the reforms, combined with investment and modernisation, are designed to speed up access to justice and reduce pressure on the Crown Court system. Police have completed a search of the former Berkshire home of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. He was arrested last week at his new residence in Norfolk on suspicion of misconduct in public office. He is accused of sharing confidential material with the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor has consistently denied any wrongdoing. Lawmakers in Jersey are expected to vote today on legislation to allow assisted dying for the terminally ill. If passed, Jersey would become the second Crown dependency after the Isle of Man to approve such measures. Under the proposal, doctors would be permitted to administer a lethal infusion to eligible patients with less than 6 months to live. The bill would still require royal assent before becoming law. BBC data shows nearly a quarter of English councils will miss next month's deadline to introduce weekly food waste collections. More than 70 councils say they cannot meet the target. The government says the initiative is aimed at reducing landfill and incineration rates. NHS England says it has secured a new supplier of bone cement used in shoulder, hip, and knee operations. A German manufacturer previously supplying most of the product faced machinery problems. A Dutch company will now step in to prevent disruption to surgeries. In Manchester tonight, cloudy with light showers possible. Temperatures around 7 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Astuce du jour. Augmentez votre impact avec la règle du « moins mais mieux ». Vouloir tout faire vous épuise. La règle du « moins mais mieux » consiste à réduire le nombre d'actions pour augmenter la qualité et l'impact. Comment l'appliquer ? Identifiez 3 priorités maximum pour la journée. Supprimez ou reportez tout ce qui n'est pas essentiel. Concentrez-vous à fond sur ces quelques actions, avec rigueur et qualité. Pourquoi ça marche ? Faire moins vous permet de faire mieux. Vous gagnez en clarté, en efficacité et en satisfaction. La dispersion diminue, la performance augmente. Astuce bonus : appliquez cette règle aussi à votre agenda. Moins de rendez-vous inutiles, plus de temps stratégique. Pour en savoir plus, vous pouvez retrouver toutes les astuces dans le livre « Comment savoir bien faire » disponible sur Amazon.